KQSS Miami.
Kids, country, and more. Gila1019.com.
And it's right around 5:30, and it's the time of the month once again for the Gila County District 2 Supervisor meeting. And District 2 Supervisor and Chairman of the Board of Supervisors, Tim Humphrey, joins us. Tim, how are you doing?
I'm good this evening.
Well, excellent.
I'm good. Been a lot of things going on. I've been in conferences from Maricopa to Prescott on legislative summits and rural transportation, and I won't go into a lot of that now because I've asked Mr. O'Driscoll and Paul Horn from the health department and to be with us this evening and kind of talk about some of the COVID vaccine and some of the questions that have come up. I'm in the public a lot, and a lot of people have asked me questions about the vaccines, about the boosters, why they're asked so many questions when they call in to schedule one of their vaccinations. And so, you know, I get in front of the people to try to let them know as much as I can information and to get information from them. And so on this call, we're gonna get informed, and I'd just like everyone to know that, you know, I'm not pushing the vaccine or in any way going against it, but it's people's choice, in my opinion, whether they get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine. So I just wanted to let that be known, because I'm not here to sell anything. I'm just here to help people with information that want to go ahead with the vaccine and the boosters. And so if we have Michael or Paula on.
Well, we certainly have Michael, and it's wonderful that Gila County is remaining neutral on this. I applaud you for that decision, but information is good all the way around. So, Michael, are you there?
I am. Is right. Paula here as well?
Paula is not. John's talking to Paula right now, screening her, and we will get her on in moments, I hope.
Oh, perfect. She's more of an expert about the vaccine than I am. But yeah, as Supervisor Humphrey said, you know, it's complicated, this vaccine. The CDC keeps changing the guidelines. We could wake up one day and things have changed overnight. It's very frustrating from our point. But I agree with Supervisor Humphrey. There is no mandate right here. So if you want it, we offer it at Gila County. Right now, the Moderna vaccine, there is no booster for Moderna or an additional shot for Moderna. However, we are expecting the FDA to approve the booster shot either this week or next week.
All right. In
the final stages, and which is good news for all the people in Gila County, because if you remember at the very beginning of the vaccination effort, we were only given Moderna by the CDC. So most of the people in Gila County who chose to get the vaccine received the Moderna. So if they meet the recommendations and the guidance that comes out with the approval, then they're going to be able to go to the health department or Culver Valley or one of our partners up in the northern Gila County Payson area to get the booster shot for Moderna. So that's where we are with the Moderna. And once Paula gets on.
Oh, she's here.
Okay.
By the way, Paula's here.
Hello.
Just a second. Hello, Paula. Backing up, CDC, what does that stand for, just so the people understand?
The Centers for Disease Control.
Center for Disease Control.
Oh.
Okay, which is basically the state of Arizona.
Well, no,
isn't
that it Atlanta?
Is the federal agency.
Federal agency?
Yeah, that sets up all of the guidance and works with the FDA. That's a federal agency that does all the communicable disease contact tracing around the world in the U.S. So they're basically the federal agency that handles that.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted people to know what the CDC was, and that's where you get your information and your orders as the health department.
Correct. It goes, for people on the radio, it goes from the CDC will get the guidance out, and then the governor of Arizona is the one who either accepts that or doesn't accept it. And so we basically work with the state of Arizona Health Department. What they want at the state level is sort of what we move forward with, just because in Arizona, public health is run by the state of the state health department, and they basically delegate the authority to do activities locally in the counties to each county. So it's one of these situations where the state of Arizona, if the governor or the health department says you need to do this, we follow that.
Yeah, so okay. What you're saying is if the CDC says we're mandating this and Governor Ducey says no, we're not, we go with no, we're not.
Correct, yeah. because I'm basically working for the state of Arizona. That,
well, right, and plus United States is supposed to be a plural noun. The states have the control, so that's a wonderful
correct.
Thing.
Okay, and that's good information for the listeners because I just want them to know that, Michael, you don't make all the decisions. You're just the messenger of the decisions made. And so, anyway, going forward, Paulo, glad you're on. Do you want to
Hello. To
inform us of some information with the boosters and things?
I'm not sure exactly where Michael had left off with that, but
so, Paula, I let him know about the Moderna. So just since we haven't been approved yet, so
the Pfizer.
The Pfizer one is the one that's the complicated one. If you can go over that, that'd be great.
Okay, so we do have Pfizer and Moderna vaccines in office. Pfizer has been approved for the booster shots after 6 months of their initial series. So after they've already had the two-shot series, Pfizer has recommended booster shots for a large majority of people, starting with people who are age 65 and older, long-term care residents that are 18 years and older, people with any sort of medical conditions, employees and residents at risk for COVID. So it can pretty much be anyone who works in close contact with anyone. And we actually don't ask any questions regarding any of the information, just are you a first responder, educational staff, food and agricultural workers, and pretty much it's almost everyone. Grocery store workers are on here as well. So anyone who wants the booster shot is pretty much eligible. We also have additional doses for Pfizer, and that would be anyone who has any sort of immune compromised system, such as they're going through cancer treatments or kidney transplants or any HIV infections, anyone taking like high doses of steroids because that affects your immune system. They can get an additional dose of Pfizer, and they can also get an additional dose of Moderna, but they have to meet the criteria of the immunocompromised, which is kind of the things that I just discussed, the cancer treatment, and it's a very small 2% of the population that would even qualify to get that additional dose, because Moderna boosters, like Michael said, I heard they're going before CDC to the advisory committee to ask for the approval for the Moderna boosters. So until we hear about the Moderna boosters, because they're looking at a different dosage as well. So if you've had the Moderna, it's showing out to have some really great antibodies. So just wait until you hear about the booster. That's the best thing we can tell you. You're always welcome to call the health department and speak to any of my immunization coordinators or managers.
That number would be, Paula, before you get on? Paula, that number? You said they're welcome
to call. The number is, we have two numbers. We have the main health department number, which is 928-402-8811. Or we do actually have a COVID call center, and that number is 928-910-4009. Again, 928-910-4009.
And will they
lots
get a
of fours and zeros?
Yeah, there is. And will they get an answering machine at times when the phone's being busy?
Typically, we have a call center operator, but she also does go out and help do some of the COVID clinics as the administrative support. So there are times that if they leave their name and number, they are returning their calls within the next day. If they do not want to leave their name and number at the call center, though, they can always call the front desk, and someone is always from 8 to 5. We will answer that phone call. They can transfer it to my extension or to the clinic manager's extension, but if they don't want to leave a message on the call center because it does prompt you, then they can call the health department and leave an actual hand message, and we can also get back with them that way.
Now, I assume, since you were talking about Moderna not being available, that if you got the Moderna vaccine initially, your booster should also be a Moderna, and if you got the Pfizer, your booster should be a Pfizer.
Yes, they are recommending that you stay with the manufacturer that you had in your initial series. Johnson & Johnson is not looking at, they are going to be recommending a booster, but it looks like it's going to be a little later. Pfizer is coming out with they're sending before for the children to actually from 5 to 11 they're looking at. So that's another thing that's going before the review committee. I believe that's going before the advisory committee next week.
Okay.
Actually, November 2nd, to make the decision as to whether the 5 to 11-year-olds will be eligible for the Pfizer vaccine.
Mm. Okay.
So it is moving quite quickly, and everything changes very quickly. So if you're unsure, please just call, you know, one of my experts, and they'll be happy to inform you. It's hard for us to keep up, so I know it is hard for the community to keep up, but we're trying to stay at least, you know, one step ahead with all of these. We get a lot of emails from the state health department, CDC direct emails, so we do want to pass the information on to the public, but we don't want to confuse anybody. So if you don't know if you're eligible, call us, and we'll let you know.
Now, do you check to see what their initial vaccines were, or is it up to the individual to say, I had the Pfizer shots?
No, we do. We actually do check.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure they're within the time frame.
Right.
And because 6 months is quite a long time, and we weren't giving Pfizer until later. Moderna was our initial, because Pfizer was being given at the state level.
Right.
And so there are, you know, county citizens that did go down to the drive-through clinic at State Farm, because I've spoken to a few of them, and they're, you know, they got Pfizer down there. They can get Pfizer here because everything's placed in the state immunization system, and so we're able to look up anyone who had it within the state of Arizona.
Okay, so if somebody's not sure, that shouldn't deter them from calling. You can check it.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, you know, we can look it up. We can actually have a printout for them if they should have their CDC card. But if they don't, we can look them up in the system and actually provide a report so they can have the dates. Because a lot of people, the little card gets misplaced or washed in the washer, or my dog ate it, or lots of things happen to it.
Yeah. Now, on these 5 to 11 years old, there is, you mentioned there's no mandates, period. So I assume there's no school mandate for any vaccine whatsoever, that's a voluntary.
No.
Great.
Not for COVID.
Okay.
So, and actually this, that, yeah, it hasn't been approved yet. So we've had parents calling, though, to ask if it's been approved.
Mm.
And, you know, as soon as it is approved, we will try to get that out to the public. We are doing clinics within the schools for the eligible population, which is your 12 and over for Pfizer. And we're also doing flu clinics within our schools. And that is something that we've always done, is we sort of go out to the to where the students are. It's just easier on the parents to sign consents. However, they sign consents, we go out and we do flu shots in the school. But COVID is a different story. COVID, the parent has to be present when the shot is administered. So they, you know, they still have to, even if we go to the school, the parent still has to be there with the student.
Good.
Yeah, While we're here, a lot of reasons that I get in front of the public a lot, and I've invited you to be with me on the radio this evening, is to help you not get so many calls, to help inform the people,
mm-hmm.
to help them understand. So if there's anything else that you would like to share with the public to maybe help them being more informed to help you not have as many calls. Michael, you as well, if there's something else that you would like to bring up, perhaps it would help, or some of the calls that you get, some of your frequently asked questions, something of that nature, now's the time.
Okay.
There you go. Silence.
Yeah, right. So I was just prepping another show. I'm sorry. I'm on Venus here. Was I supposed to give the phone numbers? That's what's going on here. I don't know. But I was just getting logs for Chicago. All right. So where the vaccines are mandatory and the people are going crazy. But in any event, that is 928. No, it isn't either. I'm lying if I'm... Here we go.
Yes.
610-640-6400. Or if you want me to pay for long distance, I'll do that too. 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. And yes, we will take your calls and I'll pay more attention.
Okay, yeah. Usually I ask you for that number when we first start.
Absolutely.
And I just got rolled right into the show. And so if anyone has any questions and wants to call in... Please, you were just given the number.
Yes.
And so you're welcome to call in with questions, concerns of anything. If it's not related to what our topic is, that's okay too.
Yes, an operator is sitting by.
We're here. And so, Michael and Paula, is that about the information that you care to share, or... Everything that you had on top of your...
No deep, dark secrets?
Yeah, no, yeah.
This is Michael. I'll go first and let Paula go because she's more involved in the immunization side. But, you know, what I'd like the public to know is, you know, currently right now, there is no mandate for vaccine. The federal government is saying that they may come out with a vaccine for employers with 100 or more employees and some other guidance for that. So you might be hearing more about that in the future. And as far as that goes, the local health department, we are not going to have anything to do with that mandate at the federal level. So at least I want to let people know that it's a federal mandate. We're not in the business of doing federal mandates at the local level, at the local health department. So we're just going to be worried about what is going on in the state of Arizona and what the residents want. And so when Moderna comes out with their booster shots, we're going to post it on our Facebook. So if I could at least let the people know to go onto our Facebook page or even a county website, we're going to post there when these shots are going to be approved, when we have those shots available, and how to sign up for those shots. So we're going to be constantly pushing out this information. It may be slow because we're learning as we go. You know, we don't even know when the Moderna vaccine booster gets approved how many we're going to be getting. We have an idea, but it's not a lot at first. So we're going to do a little bit differently this time. We're just going to do, calling in to Paula's staff, making appointments, and doing it that way. Keep a lookout on our Facebook page, Gila County Health and Emergency Management Facebook page, as well as Gila County. A website in general, and we'll have the information there.
Well,
and sorry, Paul, I know I took up your time.
Well, and so, I want to butt in here too and say that we have a number of people, Michael, who refuse to do Facebook, and that's why there is radio. And so you send us that information as well, and we get it on the morning and afternoon newscasts because not everybody is Facebook friendly or wishes to be.
Correct, and I don't have one as well. So I'm old-fashioned. I like reading newspapers of all things, right? Yes, you're absolutely right, and I hope you guys are getting all that information. We send it out to all the media, if you're not, just let me know, and we'll include you back on the list. But all the data we send out, all that information, you are getting it, correct?
Oh, we not only get it, we have it on morning and afternoon drive news as soon as it comes out, repeatedly.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And that's been very helpful. So thank you very much.
Oh, sure. Well, I appreciate getting it because there are some departments in the county that feel their Facebook page is sufficient or feel that Everbridge is sufficient, and they don't bother to tell radio, forgetting how many people are dependent on good old terrestrial media.
Right. Mm-hmm. Paula, did you have something?
Paula.
I just wanted to let everybody know that we are going to be doing a clinic on October 23rd at the WIC office for Pfizer from 9 to noon. We don't turn anybody away. We would like to have an appointment just so we know how many, but if you know anybody and would like to let everybody know, that clinic will be happening on the 23rd. And we also are going to be Miami Schools. We're going to be a Lee Cornegie and CAB. So any parents listening on October 27th, be sure you get your flu consents back in so that you don't have to pull your children out of school or bring them to the health department. We'll go right to your school and provide a flu vaccine to your child. We do have the consents online, or you can call. The schools have them in their office. Children sometimes bring them home. Sometimes they know what they are and they don't bring them home, but you can get them anywhere. We'll send you one, or you can print one, or the school has them. So we make sure that the parents are well aware that the flu shots are happening in their schools. And then November 4th, we'll be at the town of Miami doing some flu shots at the senior center from 9 to 12. So if anybody needs high dose or regular dose, we are one of the only places in town to receive a high-dose flu vaccine for anyone 65 and over. And so it's geared towards those mature adults for flu. So if you know anyone that needs high dose, the health department can help you out and give us a call.
Great. Again, I want to mention the COVID call center number is 928-910-4009.
Thank you. Yes.
Great. Okay. Michael and Paula, is that a wrap? You guys, have you shared with us as you wish to?
Yes, I did. Thank you for having us. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Well, you bet. And as the world changes, we'll have you back to try to inform as many people as we can, because there's sure, you know, none of us have dealt with a pandemic before, and so it's right. A constant confusion and reinventing the wheel every day. And so I appreciate you guys on all you do and coming out to inform our people of what
yeah, likewise.
Inform them of what they need to be doing if they want to do and where we can go. And so I appreciate it very much.
Yeah, and don't hesitate to email me. We'll break into a song if it's that important. I mean, we serve the public interest, so don't hesitate to let us know. We're not here to play Creedence Clearwater Revival Records. We're here to help the public.
Yeah. Good.
Wow. Well, thank you very much.
I'd be happy to be on again if you need, you know, more information.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, thanks, guys.
As things change, we'll work on that. Raleigh, where are we at?
Well, wherever you want to be. It's 5:54, but, you know, my time is your time. I don't care how long you talk to him.
You don't care how long I talk?
I'll try to pay better attention, but just keep going.
No, that's okay. You know, there's just always so much information, yeah. You know, and it's crazy. You know, a sidewalk project that we're working with the City of Globe on. We partnered at one of the Transportation Steering Committee in July 20 of 21. The City of Globe proposed a partnership between Gila County and the City of Globe for a sidewalk improvement project to install a new sidewalk along Six Shooter Canyon Road connecting to the existing sidewalk to the north end of Jess Hayes Road. The application was submitted to Rural Transportation Advocacy in July of 2021, with the City of Globe acting as lead. On August 12th, a Transportation Technical Advisory Committee approved the project. But there will be no funding if it's not, unless it's passed by the state legislature, which is coming into legislation in January. Mm-hmm. And so the people that are listening, if that's a sidewalk that you think's important, you need to get a hold of your legislative representative. And I believe in that area, it is David Cook, and he does a lot of work to help rural Arizona. And so if you get the opportunity, give him a call and let him know you think that sidewalk would be a good idea. And maybe he can kind of help us get that particular project through to, it's a partnership between the City of Globe and Gila County to work on that sidewalk to get further up Jess Hayes Road.
That's great. Well, let's have him on some month.
Well, I'm sure he would be happy to. Maybe when I can call him and see, after the holidays, they're getting ready to go back into legislation, so maybe we can get with him and see what he expects out of legislation and some of the bills he's thinking about carrying and some of that nature. I think he would be happy to, because he's a local representative and he's down at the House of Representatives, and so, you know, he's a local guy down there pulling for us. So.
And a lot of that affects us directly. So,
it
yeah,
does.
That'll be a great. You mentioned the
Very
sidewalks,
much so.
And as an aside, as I say, I do talk shows in other markets, and I was doing one last night in Chicago, in fact, and sidewalks came up. In the areas there, the homeowners pay for the sidewalks.
I think they did a thing like that inside the City of Globe at one time. I do believe if the homeowner paid for the concrete, that the city crew would do the work. And because a lot of the old sidewalks were broke up and falling apart, and some places didn't have sidewalks. And I don't know if that program's still going. That would be something up to the City of Globe, because I don't know. But we're working on a project that's hopefully supposed to go out for advertisement in March of 2022. And it's going to be down Golden Hill, which is here. It's going to go along Main Street by the cemetery,
right?
And then it's going to turn and go down Golden Hill all the way back out to 60.
Yeah.
So that's one that we've been working on for multiple years.
That's expensive.
And
too.
it was going to get built, and then there was a lot of difficulties with Bluestake. The Bluestake is when they have to come in and find the electrical lines and the power lines and cable and all these kind of things. Well, they were mismarked, so all of a sudden the project got started and they were just falling all over all these lines, so they had to stop the project. And so then there were lawsuits and things, but I think that's all about cleared up. And so we're supposed to try it again here in about March of 2022. It'll go out, but the estimated construction cost is about $820,000.
Oh, yeah. Well, that
Golden
Hill is
expensive. Well worth it, because anybody that drives this area, you go down, you know, Golden Hill, and people are having to walk in the street, because there's no sidewalks in it, and it's really dangerous, especially at night, because there's not a lot of lighting and stuff. So so that's one we're looking forward to get done along the cemetery and down beyond that. And so, yeah, they're supposed to go out in March of 2022 for advertisement of bids, so
good.
We're looking forward to that.
I wondered, because I remember the deal that Main Street was going to get this sidewalk. I have no sidewalk, but Golden Hill, like I say, that'd be terribly expensive given what it is, that stretch of road, but so necessary.
Yeah, it is. Like I say, you know, we got to keep people safe and things going forward. And so, yeah, and there's a million things going on, but Raleigh, I appreciate your time. I appreciate you having me on. And again, Michael and Paula, thank you very much for all you do and coming on to help being informative to the people of some of the questions that I'm asked in my public meeting. So,
and this was recorded, and it will be on KQSS.net. So if you tuned in halfway through and you're saying, what happened at the beginning half? You can hear the whole thing for yourself as many times as you want. If you're saying, I'm a Luddite, I don't even have a computer, that's all right. Then Sunday morning on KJAA 106.1 and 1240 AM, you will hear it at 8 AM. So you've got plenty of chances for that. Now, the next meeting is at 5:30 on November 16th, and you didn't do your part. You didn't call, and so I said before, we're going to snatch you out of your house and put a phone in your hand if you don't shape up with us. So you've got a month of reasons to figure out why you want to talk to Tim Humphrey, and attendance will be taken.
And if you don't want to talk to me personally, if you're shy, call my office and let me know something that you are interested in or want information on. My assistant, Terry Links, her number is 928-402-4418. And my phone at the courthouse is 928-402-4417. And that comes to my cell phone. So if I don't answer the phone, leave a message, because it does come to my cell phone. So for wherever I'm at, if I have phone service, that message will come to my phone. And so if there's something that you have questions about, if there's something that you're wondering about, if there's some information that you'd like to give me, if there's information you'd like to hear about on the radio next time I come, please give me a call. Let me know what to come prepared with.
All right. So it's a date, November 16th. It's Tuesday, 5:30 p.m., and we'll talk to you then. Tim, thanks for coming by.
Thank you very much.